What is going on, Liberty Gang? This is the host and founder of Liberty Uninterrupted. Jamie Cain is the name. Welcome to another episode of Liberty Uninterrupted. I'm excited to have you guys today. Excited to talk about today's subject. This episode is going to be very concise, very straight to the point. And I've been having a lot of thoughts about this recently, and so I hope that you enjoy it. But first, I have to do some housekeeping. I need to thank our sponsors. The first one is Coinbase. Guys, diversify your income. It's as simple as that. You especially in today's world, we see inflation. They just passed another, $2 trillion stimulus bill. And you know who's going to pay that bill? You know who's going to pay the bill? Who they're sending that receipt to? It's us. It's our future generations. I personally believe the economy is going to crash within the next 18 to 24 months, and we need to be prepared for that. So diversify your income. For me, that means precious metals and cryptocurrency. So if you guys go to Coinbase, there's a link in the podcast description and the YouTube description. You can support the podcast there and get a free Coinbase account. I even believe they have a little gift for you guys if you use that link. So check that out. The second sponsor is First Form Nutrition. If you guys, if you know me, if you've been listening to this for a while, I believe wholeheartedly that you have to be physically capable if things hit the fan. A lot of people ask me all the time, Jamie, what can I do to be prepared if stuff just goes crazy in the world, which it quite possibly will. Obviously, food, water, supplies, understand that you have to have supplies. You have to be ammunition, and you have to be proficient in firearms training and knowing how to use your firearm and medically. You have to medically understand how to help people. For me, also the biggest one is this is no order. It is being physically capable, because it is those who are not physically capable that are going to have the most problems if a situation like that arises. So for me, I train my body every single day of the week. I spend time in the gym. I spend time working out. I spend time on my health. And the only people that I trust in my nutrition is First Form Nutrition. So if you guys go to firstform.com, that is the number one, S-T, form is PHORM.com/Jamie Cain, J-A-M-I-E-C-A-I-N. You can support the podcast there, but most importantly, you can support your own health and get physically able to do what you will need to do if things go awry. Okay, those are the sponsors for the show. Once again, I appreciate them. I appreciate their support. Today's episode is Freedom is a Responsibility. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately. What does that mean? I want to define responsibility for you guys. There's three different definitions. It's a noun, obviously. I'm going to use the last two because the first one is just very, it's just like responsible. So, okay. So it says something for which one is responsible, a duty, obligation, or burden. The state of being responsible, accountable, or answerable. Okay, that is the definition of responsibility. Guys, freedom is a responsibility. And whether it's fair or not, freedom is placed upon the backs of each and every generation. If you look at the history throughout the world, what is the number one resource everybody fights for? That's freedom. Freedom is a resource. You have to go after it. You have to find it. You have to cultivate freedom. So to me, freedom is the world's most valuable resource, maybe outside of time, but I don't even know if that's true. I think maybe freedom and time are tied. For me, freedom comes first. But I also value time extremely, an extreme amount. So let me just say that. Anyways, so if you look at history, freedom is fought over. Freedom is taken. Freedom is seized. And if you want freedom, like Malcolm X said, you can't ask for it politely. I'm paraphrasing here. You have to take it. You have to take that freedom. I'm saying all this because freedom is rested. There is a burden that comes with freedom. There is no doubt about it. You have to understand that freedom just isn't going to be given to you, that you have to take it, that you have to earn it. Not even earn it. That's not the right word, because freedom is a natural human right. Individual liberty is a natural human right. But that just doesn't mean that it's going to be the rulers, quote unquote, that are among us, that are, quote unquote, above us, are not going to embrace that individual right. If you look at, you know, the Second Amendment. I use that as an example because it's the one that's under most attack today. The Second Amendment is a natural human right to be able to keep and bear arms to the right of self-preservation and self-defense. To me, self-defense is probably nature's eldest law outside of individual liberty and freedom. Yet the state, the quote-unquote rulers, want to take that right away from you, want to attack you. They want to remove that natural right from you. So what makes us think any differently? If they want to remove our right to defend ourselves, why don't they want to remove our right to have ourselves be free, our individual liberty? And we all know here in the liberty community that's what they do want. Now, a lot of people will say that's crazy, that's conspiratorial, whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, the state does not want you to be free. They want servants. They want power. They want the freedom for themselves. One of the favorite sayings that I've heard, and I'm not sure if I heard it or if I said it, but maybe a little bit of both. But it is that it's not self. I definitely heard this quote. I think I put it on the Instagram. It is not selfish to want to be free. It is selfish to be the only one. I want freedom for all. I want everybody to be free. And not just me, not just those who agree with me, not just those who are in the liberty movement, but I want all individuals, no matter their sex, their race, their religion, their sexual orientation, what they identify as their political viewpoints, whatever it may be, I don't care. I want you to be free. As long as you are hurting me, my family, or taking my stuff, I'm cool with it. Do what you will. But trying to cultivate this, trying to get this seed to grow, it takes time. You have to plow the ground. You have to plant the seed. You have to take care of it. You have to cultivate this resource of freedom. And so, like I said before, every generation, and this is the gospel according to Jamie Cain here. So you may or may not agree with it, but this is what I'm rolling with. Every generation, whether it's fair or not, we are given the responsibility to upkeep the freedom. And if it is not upkept, then to seize it back. That is every generation's responsibility from the day they're born, in my personal opinion. I don't believe in, a lot of you guys know I'm Christian. Some people believe in the original sin of Adam. I don't believe in the original sin. I don't believe we're born and we're just born as a sinful being, as a baby. I just don't agree with that, right? I don't think there's a lot of things that we're born and inherently it's placed on us and we have to deal with that. But I do think the cause of freedom and fighting for individual liberty, because it is a natural human right, is placed upon us in every single generation. And that burden can be heavy. That burden can be intense. It can be a lot to uphold. It can be worrisome. But the question is, do you embrace that responsibility? That is the question. Do you embrace the responsibility of freedom? And we see this today, and I think this is probably, and I just thought about this, so I don't know. I'm gonna kind of roll with this because I do have some notes, but a lot of this is just what I've been thinking lately. This generation, or I'm a millennial, and the generation after me, and probably a little bit of the generation before me, responsibility is a big deal. Like I don't know about you guys, but I don't feel like our generation wants to be responsible. They don't want a responsibility. They want to go to school and they want to have someone else to pay for it. I didn't finish school. I didn't finish college. I went to 2 years of school and I was like, you know what? I'm paying out my ass to go to school and it's just an indoctrination camp and I'm out, dude. I've learned so much more since I've left school. I think self-education is so much more important. But with that being said, a lot of kids go to school and they're like, ah, somebody else should pay. I shouldn't have the responsibility of going to this school and paying for my education. Now, we all know the education system is a racket. The university's racket. It's a freaking piggy bank. But nonetheless, you're going to school. You don't want to pay for it. You want me to pay for it. Somebody that decided not to finish his degree because he saw that. And you're the one that wants me to pay for your education. Well, that's just fantastic, but that ain't going to happen. Or you see a lot of people think, free healthcare, right? Healthcare is a human right. I deserve healthcare. No, you don't deserve healthcare. Healthcare is not a human right. It is a service. And I think a lot of this comes down to the fact that a lot of people don't embrace a responsibility. A lot of people don't want to be responsible for stuff. That's why you see a decrease in people our age having children. Dude, the most unselfish thing somebody can do if they do it right is parenthood, is being a parent. And it takes a tremendous amount of responsibility to be a good parent. I think that's why you see a dip in parenthood in the younger generations today, is because that they don't want to bear that responsibility. They don't want to have to deal with that responsibility. It's the same thing with a lot of different issues, and I'm not going to tackle each and every one, but hopefully you see where I'm going with this. If you don't want the responsibility of paying for your own healthcare, if you don't want the responsibility for paying for your own housing, if you don't want the responsibility for paying for your own schooling, how in the world are you ever going to embrace the doctrine of freedom? How are you going to ever embrace the responsibility of freedom? Because I'm telling you right now, the burden, the weight of the burden of freedom is so much heavier than any of those things that I just listed off. And those are all very minuscule. I'm sure I could think of other ones, but I'm just not going to waste the time right now. Guys, you have to understand this, that the burden of freedom is not a light one. It is one. It is not one that we should take lightly. It is not. It is something that is not only extremely important, but extremely difficult to maintain, defend. Look at, I mean, America's only been and has only been a nation for what, like 240 years now, I believe. You'll have to probably quote me on that one, but we haven't been, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, guys, America has not been around that long when it comes to quote unquote empires. We just haven't. And yet in the course of that time, look how much we've lost. We've lost the ability. We've lost our monetary system. Our dollar is not backed by anything. We lost the gold standard. We've lost the ability. We've lost so much self-reliant freedom where you have to live on the grid. You can't collect rainwater. You can't do this. You can't do that. Certain guns are banned. Certain ammunitions are banned. I mean, we've lost so much freedom in that short amount of span of time. It blows my mind. And the reason being is that the generations before us, at least the majority of them, the majority of the people in those generations did not fight for freedom. They did not take that responsibility seriously. They did not understand that it was their responsibility. They trusted the state. They trusted their quote-unquote rulers. They trusted those around them that they elected through the sham of voting, that they somehow now believe that because they voted for somebody that they're going to protect their freedom, that they're going to bear that responsibility for them. That is just not the case. They're not going to protect your responsibility. They're not going to protect your freedom. They're not going to bear that responsibility for you because they don't want that for you. The state does not want you to be free. The state does not want you to have self-reliant and to be a self-reliant and sovereign individual. They don't want that, but they trick you into thinking they do. Hey, vote for me and I will protect your freedom. Vote for me and I will take this responsibility that is inherently yours. And I will carry it for you. That is simply incorrect. They cannot carry that responsibility for you, nor do they want to. It is a blatant lie, just as the state always does. So here I am telling you right now that the responsibility is ours, guys. The majority of the individuals that listen to this podcast, the age group, we're in the millennial generation. We are the generation that is up and coming in this country. We are the majority of the workforce. A lot more people are running in politics, which is extremely unfortunate. A lot of people are working on they're entrepreneurs, business leaders, so on and so forth. We are the generation that is making up the bulk of the active individuals, I'll call us. So I'm telling you right now, this in the generation after us, I think is Gen Z. You guys too. That's the second biggest age generation it's millennials and Gen Z that are the bulk of the audience for this podcast. Okay, it is time that we embrace this responsibility. The bulk of our generation will not do it, and the bulk of the generation after us will not do it. For the Gen Zers out there, they won't. The generations before us didn't. But if we can be the generation of individual freedom and liberty, if we can be the generation of the ones that took this seriously, that took this responsibility and understood it was on us to embrace it, to keep it safe, to seize more of our freedom, to take back what we have lost and to pass it on to the generations after us, that is what I want our generation to be known for. That is what I want us to be encompassed by. That is our movement. When I talk about the liberty movement, I'm not just saying that because it sounds good. That's a very ambiguous statement, the liberty movement. When I say that, I mean it is the forward momentum of progressing liberty, individual liberty for all, progressing the non-aggression principle for all. And the only way you can progress a movement, the only way that you can take a movement and create momentum with it is by embracing the burden that naturally comes with that movement. because nothing worth having in this life, nothing worth having in history, no righteous cause was ever easy to obtain, was never easy when fighting for it, when shooting to conquer whatever it may have been. For me, the goal of this podcast, the first core principle of Liberty Uninterrupted, is the abolition of the state, is to conquer the state, and is to have all individuals free and to live as they would as long as they abide by the non-aggression principle. That is the goal of this podcast. That is the goal of this movement. So the question is, are you going to embrace the burden? Are you going to embrace the responsibility that is inherently upon our backs? And are we going to be the generation that is different? Are we going to be the generation that embraces this burden and that passes more freedom, not less, onto the generations after us? Because we have been passed a bill of goods that is absolutely desolate of freedom. Every generation before us has passed down less and less freedom. So are we going to continue that disgusting and unfortunate tradition? Or are we going to shake things up and give more freedom to the generations after us? Only we can decide this. Only we can answer that question. And I'm sick and tired of the words. And I know I'm a podcast host. I talk. That's what I do. Right? And I'm not just saying, like, you know, what I'm talking about here is when you're in your groups of friends that we got to be more free. Conversations and words are important. Words are powerful, but it's also a time to act. That means start doing things in your community to help your community and show them when they ask, entity are you from? Oh, I'm just doing this as an individual because I believe it's my right, my responsibility to take care of my community and help others as a volunteerist or whatever you may be. Start having this conversation. Oh, yeah, that we're with the Liberty Movement. Or we're the local Liberty, you know, club here or whatever it may be. Or we started charity and it's, you know, freedom momentum or whatever. And we're working to progress freedom and do things in our community and show you that you don't need the state, that you don't need the locality, that you can take care of yourself. And we can, as a community, as long as we live by the non-aggression principle, we can live freely. I'm talking about action, guys. If you want to start a podcast, if you want to start a blog, if you want to write a book, if you want to make artwork or YouTube channel, or be a creator for freedom, for liberty, do it. There's all sorts of actions. So when I'm saying, you know, talk the talk and walk the walk, you got to do both. You got to talk the talk and walk the walk, not just talk the talk, man. It is time that we commit to this thing. It is time that we embrace this burden. And I know that it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. As a matter of fact, a lot of shit's going to come down the pipeline on us and it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be enjoyable. The state will come down hard on those who embrace freedom, that fight actively against them. We've seen this. Look at Edward Snowden. Look at Julian Assange. Look at Ron Paul, completely shut out of the good old boys club. I know Justin Amash. You know, I don't. I'm an anti-political libertarian, so I'm a volunteerist, right? But Justin Amash, I mean, I like the guy. I do. I mean, as somebody that's in politics, I mean, he's pretty darn good. He's even said, he's like, dude, they shut me out. They shut me. I wanted to do things, but they put me on stupid committees or took me off committees completely. They wouldn't let me do anything because I wasn't part of the good old boys club. The state isn't going to free you. The responsibility isn't upon the state's back because the state is unauthorized authority, is illegitimate authority. They have no legitimate claim over you, your freedom, your belongings, nothing. And yet they take and take and take. So it's time to stop looking to politicians. It is time to stop going to the ballot box, thinking that this forced aggression through the vote is somehow going to change the course of humanity. It's not. You know what changes humanity? Movements, ideas, action. That's not voting. There's nothing. I don't know what the state has done in any capacity that has improved human life. And you can say, well, they abolished slavery and the gay marriage, all that. The state was the reason we had slavery. The state was the reason we had a ban on gay marriage. It wasn't the state that fixed those things. It was the people that rose up against the state and forced their hand. So I'm telling you right now, this burden is yours. And are you going to embrace it? Or are you going to shirk it? And you're going to pass the bill on to the next generation with less freedom? That is the question. And only you can answer it. But I know for me, that responsibility is on my back. And I refuse I refuse to go down without swinging. We might fail. We might not get more freedom. We might not seize more. But thinking we won't, or thinking it's not my job, or thinking it's not my responsibility, or thinking somebody else will do it because I will vote for them, is a joke. It is a joke. It is naive. People say that we don't live in the real world if you don't think we can operate in the political system. I believe that people that think they can change the world through politics, they don't live in the real world. Because you're telling me, because you cast a vote for somebody and your guy wins, somehow that one person to go in and change everything in the machine, they're going to be able to fix all your problems because you cast that one vote. Or we can vote enough people in to fix the machine. Dude, we have been trying that since day one, to put the right, enough right people in the office to make sure our freedoms aren't stripped. And guess what? It never works, because power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And by casting that ballot, you're giving them absolute power over you. And you're assuming that vote now places authority over others that didn't vote for that person. So I'm over it. I'm done with it. We have to win the culture. We have to embrace the burden. We have to embrace the responsibility. And we have to understand this is our job and no one else. Because we have been given the bill and it includes less freedom. And I'm going to do everything in my power for my entire life to make sure that when I'm done, at least people can say, you know what? Maybe I wasn't that successful. Maybe I wasn't the best person. I tried to be. Maybe I wasn't the nicest guy. Whatever it may be, you know, they will say that he had a good beard. There ain't no doubt about that. But but whatever it may be, but at least I want them to say two things about me when I die. He cared about the people around him, and he was a freedom fighter. That's it, man. If I can show that I was a good person and I cared about the people around me and I did my best every single day to help those around me, to love them, and then that I did everything in my power to progress the cause of liberty for all individuals, whether we agree or not, whether we see eye to eye or not, whether we like each other or not. I don't care, but that's what I want. And the question is, do you? Guys, as always, my name is Jamie Kane. I'm the host and founder of Liberty Uninterrupted. Make sure to go check out the website, libertyuninterrupted.com. We got a couple of new blog writers coming on board, so we'll be really pushing out a lot of articles here coming soon. As always, I appreciate you supporting the podcast. I appreciate you listening in. Please share, subscribe, rate 5 stars, like on YouTube. We need as much help as we can get. As always, remember that we, the people, run this.